Don't forget about these guys.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Injuries can make you forget about people. Forget about guys that are going to be very, very vital and very, very important. We're going to talk about one on offense and defense that missed spring that I think are going to play a huge role as fall camp opens next week. And then we're going to give a shout-out to the Lake Lanier Auburn Club that I visited with last night, had a lot of fun, and a fun perspective to share. We're going to dive into that right now. There were several guys in spring that sat out for numerous reasons. Some guys sat out the whole spring, and some guys maybe had a little bit of practice time and then had some type of injury and then missed the rest of the spring. And it's easy sometimes when that happens and you start to see guys, hey, when you go down, somebody's got to come in. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean you're gone forever, but the show must go on. And when those guys get those opportunities, sometimes they steal spots. Sometimes it's just a placeholder until the injured guy gets back. But we're going to talk about an offensive guy today that I think is still going to be a huge – I think he's still going to be a huge impact on the offense this year that maybe we're not talking about enough, and that's Christian Neptune. And I think a lot of it's because of how big of a spring game, you know, a guy like Deshaun Spencer had. You see the young guy get his opportunity and really shine. But I still think – all things equal, Christian Neptune's probably the guy there at slot receiver. He's coming in as a true sophomore. He played last year as a true freshman and had a really solid freshman outing, really solid freshman season against two of your more competitive teams when they played Florida and they played Miami. He had 12 catches. Between both of those games, he had 5 catches against Florida, 7 catches against Miami, and in true slot receiver form, it's, you know, more of like that check down stuff, keep the chains going, keep moving down the field. So not a huge yard per catch, but still, it was clear that he was a guy that made an impact very, very early at South Florida, and I would imagine that that would continue as well this year. I believe he banged up his shoulder a little bit on potentially a punt return in a scrimmage or something like that. I think he was even he could even be an impact on special teams, unless that scares them away from using him back there, and then he just goes back to you know, being that true slot receiver. You saw in the spring game the way they moved Deshaun Spencer around. That position, to me, is very, very important. Chaz Nimrod's another guy they're going to move around a ton. But Christian is going to be – Christian can be one of those guys as well. He's got the familiarity with the system. He's got you know, he's got a little bit of an extra gear to him, too. I like what I saw, what little I got to see with him when he was out there in spring. But again, after you're injured, though, dude's got to come in and fill your role. But I think this is one that could easily come back and, you know, take back over really quickly. That's going to be one when we go to practice. That's going to be one I'm going to have my eye on right away to see, are we back to full speed? You know, having a shoulder having a shoulder procedure, I think it was shoulder, having a shoulder procedure or any kind of procedure in, you know, March, that gives you what, six-ish months to kind of get right before fall camp, 5 months. If anything, by the end of fall camp, he should be in, I would imagine, full contact. But that's going to be one that I'm very anxious to see, because I think he can be a very, very big impact. The adjustment from, you know, playing in a conference down to the SEC, I don't think is going to be a problem whatsoever, because he went from high school game two in the swamp and he had 5 catches for 40 yards. Then the next game he goes to Miami, his third game out of high school, and had 7 catches for 32 yards. I think last year he ended up with 38 catches, 335 yards, and 1 touchdown. The way this offense functions, you know, traditionally when it feels like an offense, the quarterback drops back and he goes through his progressions, usually you're thinking tight end or running back is more of your safety valve, more of your check down. But when you look at the offensive statistics, those two positions don't typically garner a lot of receptions. They don't throw a ton to the running backs, don't throw a ton to the tight ends. They're very, very important, obviously, in the running game. And in the pass game, they're very important from a blocking perspective. But they don't eat up a lot of receptions. A lot of that goes to these guys like a Christian Neptune. It would be like a Chaz Nimrod or a Deshaun Spencer. Those interior guys really, really eat up a lot of catches. And I think that's why you have a lot of guys there. It feels like you have a really good competition on those on the interior. So it'll be fun to watch him get back in the mix. I haven't forgot about him. I remember going to those first practices and you see him running out there with the ones. And you're like, okay, he's going to be one of the guys. He's going to be one of the dudes that they're going to be counting on. And then he goes down. So naturally, when he gets back, you're going to think he's probably not going to miss too much. But hey, it's going to be hard to keep Deshaun Spencer off the field. The kid's good. The more I think about the interior, those inside receivers, the more I love them. The more that I love those, their potential. I'll be curious to see what they do at punt returner too. If Christian gets back in there and he's catching punts. All those things I'll have my eyes on when spring rolls around. I want to talk about defense, and this one, I know people may roll your eyes at me, but just bear with me on the defensive side. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, I'm going to give a quick shout out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn owned business, and you don't have to be in Auburn, you can be anywhere. Join our business platform, join our business network, and we'll broadcasting this to lots and lots of Auburn fans. And Auburn fans, Auburn listeners, do business with Auburn people. It's pretty simple. If you're going to go through a buying process, you need a service, a product, anything, start at buyauburn.com. Find an Auburn person to do business with first. And if you can't find what you need there, you know, then do what you got to do. But show some love to Auburn people. It's buyauburn.com. And then if you need a good realtor in the Auburn Opelika area, whether you're looking to buy, got some listings I can go over with you, got some investment opportunities, whether you're looking to build, I've worked with every builder in town, whether you're looking to sell, same thing. Or just invest. I can help you in all those areas. Hit me up. It's Kyle Rush with Keller Williams here in Auburn. KyleRush@KW.com. Would love to help you and your family either get here, invest here, or hey, if you got to get out of here, I can help too. We'll be back right after this. I know this one may be too obvious, but I think it's important. I think it's Champ Anthony. Champ Anthony you know, he goes to media days. He's always looked at as one of the leaders on the team, even through all the turmoil that Auburn's been through. He's shown flashes of being elite, shown flashes of really solid play. This is his last year. He sat out all the spring. And I could tell that he was very frustrated and he wanted to be out there. And I'm sure it was more precautionary than anything. He did come on at the very, very end, but I don't think he ended up playing. If he played at all in spring, it was very, very little, the spring game, but I don't think he played in the spring game either. So it's easy though, when you start listing off that defensive backfield, and we talked about this last night. When you start listing off guys on that defensive backfield, it's easy to gloss over Champ because you don't really know exactly where he fits in. He's played everywhere. He's played corner. He's played nickel. Last year, he started the year at safety. So where does he go? List out who you think starts at safety. Like, go through it in your head. Do that exercise. Does he start over Eric Winters? Does he start over Caleb Harris? Does he start over Anquan Fagans? Go to nickel. Does he start over Sylvester Smith? Does he start over Blake Woodby? Let's go to corner. Probably not starting over Andre Jordan. Does he start over Gavin Jenkins? Does he start over Rayshon Pleasant? So when you do that exercise, it's really hard to imagine exactly where he fits in. But who's going to bet against Champ Anthony getting on the field? I certainly am not. Who's going to bet against a guy that Golish talks about glowingly every time he's asked about Champ Anthony? Who's going to bet against Champ Anthony, who keeps coming back from injury after injury and playing at a high level? I'm certainly not betting against him. It's really easy to look at all these young guys that were highly rated, that everybody's really, really excited about. It's really easy to forget about a guy like Champ. But I don't think Champ's going to let us forget about him. I think he obviously is motivated. This is his last season and his last opportunity to really, you know, make a huge impact. And, you know, he had to play last year, the games that he did play in with that, you know, that club on, which I'm sure hinders you some and kind of maybe even makes you a little bit of a liability, particularly in defending the pass. Cause it's, you're not going to pick one off with that thing on, but yeah, you're fully healthy. You sat out all of spring. You're itching to get back in there and make something happen. People look at you as a leader, regardless of what your snap count is or was. He's still one of the leaders of this team. You're not going to get that. You're not going to keep that guy off the field for long. Maybe a series. Champ Anthony, when this fall camp gets underway, he's going to be one, I think, that's everybody's going to be looking over their shoulder because he can play anywhere. And that's a good thing. As like I said, last night, we're talking about this defensive backfield. It gets pretty fun. It gets pretty fun to talk about because we just mentioned like a three or four deep at safety. We just mentioned that, you know, a pretty solid rotation at nickel. We just mentioned a pretty solid rotation and some solid starters at the outside corner, and none of those were Champ Anthony. So he's the wild card. I think he's definitely going to be one to watch. Last night, I spoke at the Lake Lanier Auburn Club, thankful for them to have me. I joked. When I got there, they told me that the last three speakers were Gabe Gross, Andy Burcham, and Ronnie Brown. I was like, you guys are probably like, who the heck is this guy speaking? But we had a blast, talked a lot of Auburn football, talked Auburn basketball. And I'll tell you what, man, when you really put into perspective the fact, really looking at what Auburn's been through football-wise and the product that's been put on the field, you know, most NFL teams and even some college teams you'd start seeing tickets go unsold. You'd start seeing, you know, stands being emptied. You'd start seeing, you know, just people not showing up, like the support dwindling. And then you look at last night and, you know, there's somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 70 to 100 people at an Auburn club event coming to support Auburn, raising money for scholarships, coming to watch a guy talk that talks on a podcast about Auburn. And everybody's locked in, a lot of fun questions at the end. That fired me up. We had another conversation, and we're talking about the Barfield, you know, the Barfield era. Everybody always compares this to the Barfield era, you know, where there was not a ton of success. I think you lost to Alabama maybe every single time you played them in those 5 or 6 years. And even he said the biggest difference is this time Auburn fans haven't given up. Auburn fans haven't given up. They're still selling it out. They're still showing up. They still have faith. They're still supporting. And, I just think that's so special. I think that's so special, and we deserve it, man. We deserve something to be proud of, and I can't say for a fact, I can't say for sure if you're going to get it this year. But it's going to come. Auburn's had some down seasons. There's no doubt about it. Auburn's been able to pick themselves up and dust themselves off pretty quickly in those situations. And this one's been a little bit tougher. Now, there's a ton of stuff that's been going on in college sport. It's a bad time to be down with everything that's changing and you're trying to build, but the game keeps changing seemingly by the month. So it's made it tough to be having your downtime right now. But dadgummit, man, the people keep showing up. The money keeps coming in. Eventually, this thing's got to turn. What we've experienced is not Auburn. It's not Auburn football. And I think the hope is that, you know, when you start upholding actual standards and not just trying to slap some things together to go try to have a good season, and sort of like planting some roots and building some foundations or rebuilding some foundations, this thing can get turned around. So thank you all last night for having me. If you're listening, I really appreciate it. I was humbled at the crowd, humbled at the interaction, and it was a blast. So wanted to share that perspective with you guys as well. Y'all, let me know what you think. Let me know if there's some unsung guys, some under-the-radar guys that you think could bust, could pop, that maybe we're not talking about. I'm still going with Christian Neptune. I'm watching him on offense when fall camp opens, and I can't wait to see where Champ Anthony fits in. You're going to have to tranquilize that kid to keep him off the field, I feel like. He's going to go somewhere. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.